You know, the Bible says, come, let us reason together. If you take the word reason, reason, come, let us reason together. The word reason means to communicate back and forth with some logic, you know. Logic is logos. Logos is the word. And so the language reveals Jesus. The language reveals Jesus. Every time you open your mouth, you're revealing Jesus. Every time you speak, you're revealing Jesus. Every time you speak, you're revealing Jesus. I just had a squirrel come out in front of me. I just focused. Re-son. A is the blood. Re-son. Come, let us reason together. There's other instances I've already talked about many times. Every person is per the Son. Through Jesus, God made all things. Sonship, fellowship. There's your ship, right? Everything is a ship. A body, a ship. The people who can't reason and can't fellowship in truth are the brute beast. The people who cannot fellowship and reason in truth, they are the brute beast. Don't let them control your emotions. Don't let the news, the media, mess with you. They're only going down a path of self-destruction. Yeah, we agree. They're messing with their own children. And if they're messing with your children, yeah, you should stand up and do something about it. But I wouldn't let the Gentiles, the uncircumcised Gentiles, they're destroying themselves. They can attack the Christians all day long, but they need the Christians. They need the truthers. They need the people who are in truth. Because they have no truth. Think about it. They don't even know what's going on in the world. They don't even know that every day is a repeat. They don't even know that Jesus is coming back. They don't even know that it's all an inner turning. The outside reflects the inside. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. They don't even understand as above, so below. They don't understand that you got a head and a body, and so there's always a head and a body in a job, in a church, in government. They hate authority. They don't understand the purpose of authority. The purpose of authority is to keep you safe. And it's mainly to keep you in a routine, to be honest with you. Because a person is healthier with a routine. If you have a routine, you're healthier. If you have a pattern, you're healthier. Everything's a pattern after the pa. Pattern. Pa-ti-turn. Pa-cross-turn. So through the cross, everything is turning. As the world turns because of the cross. Take up your cross daily. Follow Him. Everything that I'm saying is logical. Everything I'm saying is just rightly dividing completely to the hilt reality. Everything's a projection from the cross. What happened at the cross is the archetype of all things. What happened at the cross? Sacrificial, redemptive. You go to work, you sacrifice, you redeem your money. You go to the store, you sacrifice your money, you redeem your product. In the Old Testament, when the man would marry the woman, he would pay the man some redemption money, I think. I don't know if it was called redemption money, but it's the same concept. All these new age people, all these liberal people, all these people who are trying to change the identities and all that stuff, they are nothing but lost, hell-bound sinners. The Jezebel hates men. The Jezebel spirit hates authority. Just like the devil hated God. They want to usurp God, usurp authority, even though they don't have the knowledge or the power. They can't usurp God. Usually the ones who want to usurp the boss don't have a clue how to run a business. Let me say that again. Usually the ones who want to usurp the boss have no idea how to run a business. Let me say it again. Those, usually 99.999% of the time, those who want to usurp the boss don't understand how to run a business. Because number one, they're usually lazy. Number two, they're usually ignorant. I've watched it my whole life. They try to cause division because they're divided. They don't understand that when they look out at a person, they're looking at a person, a persona. Why do you think they call it sonar? Why do you think they call it sonar? They get in a boat and send out some sonar down and it reflects back. Why do you think they call it a sonogram? It reflects back. Everything reflects back. Everything that you throw out reflects back. Everything you gaze upon, everything you listen to, everything you touch, everything you speak, everything reflects back. I say, why? Why does everything reflect back? Prove it. His word won't return void. God spoke it all into existence. The mind of God before the foundation of the world was what? Well, let's make man in our image. But we know that man's going to fall. So there has to be a sacrifice. You're going to have to go down there inside the script and follow the script to the T. T is the cross. You're going to have to follow the script to the T. That's why they say that, because T is the cross. Jesus followed the script to the T. That's why the Old Testament pointed to him. And that's why he knew all things. Because he wrote it. He wrote the script. I mean, it's an easy button, people. This is easy. How could Jesus know all things when he was walking down here? Because he wrote the script. How can you know all things? Because you're in Christ. You know the script. You know the scripture. How come the Jews said you're like little gods? Because they had the word of God. I mean, really. The script is written. All you had to do is read it. It's right in front of you. It's crazy. You already know what the legalist is going to do. Try to put you back under law. You already know what the Jezebel is going to do. She's going to try to use her flying monkeys to make you look bad, make her look good. You already know the end. Before you even get there, you already know the result. Because you say to God, let us come reason together, Lord, help me. He's the one saying it to you, but you say it back, you know. You're just saying back what he already said. There's nothing new. You only say back what God has already said. You can only say back what has already been said. It's new to you, but it's not new. There's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun. S-U-N, but what does it sound like? S-O-N. There's nothing new under the sun. S-O-N. Under his pattern, under his leadership, under his direction, under his already finished work. There's nothing new under the sun, under his already finished work. It is finished. That's why it has to be faith alone, because it was the lamb slain before the foundation world. It is finished. There's nothing new. There's nothing new. That's why you know all these news stations are the same. ABC, NBC, CBS. What is CB? Christ Bride, Body of Christ, BBC. It's all about the Body of Christ. That's why the news is always causing drama. It's all about the Body of Christ. Broadcasting system. They're just broadcasting you. You're being broadcast. When you watch a movie, why do you cry when you watch a movie? Why do you cry when you watch a movie? Why do you cry when you watch a movie? Why do you connect with a movie? Because the script writer wrote about you. Your life, your emotions, your heart. Why does the actor make you cry? Because it's about you. About what you've been through. It's a mirror image. It's a reflection. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let us make man in our image. Copy. Image. We're going to make a copy, but they're going to sin. But we need a redemption. We need a payment because I'm holy and I can't look on sin. Okay, I'll go down there and take on their sin. You see what he said? And it's playing out every day.